mehu aamne aur tu si ho saamne burra 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 hai sab dil lagge thaamne zindagi thrill hai ya jio jio speed vich azadi liberty maza hai sara weed vich chode mera ho hai kahe ki koi rok tok chuncha kar re jo koi usko do utthe hi thok chatti pehar ke gaau ya phir gaau nanga tu hota hai kaun chuse chal teri maada kanga main jaisa bhi hu cool cool dude changa panga na lena mujhse main udta patanga meri aan maan shaan tsunami mein tufaan har desh mein hai fan mujhe kahan mile chain mera gaana jab bhi baaje police ye chor naache mujhe kya na pila na main hu antaryami tum har ek ko nikaam mein bana shi harami boom
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Chaat Masala. This is Sparrow and I have my co-host with me.
Hey guys, welcome. It's been a little bit of a break, we were traveling, but we're back and we have so much to talk about. I feel like everything exploded as soon as we went on vacation.
I know, and some of it just went crazy. And I've been dying to talk to you about all of this Hrithik Kangana. I don't even understand what happened.
I have no idea. It's like nobody
wants to watch the dirty laundry being washed. It's like a terrible movie or like even a car crash that's happening.
Train wreck, right?
Yeah, like you don't want to watch, but you want to watch.
Yeah, I know. I've been feeling so bad. And the thing is that I mean, I like them both in different ways. And I'm just like, this is just so horrible that this is happening for both of you. Last time we left off, they were both just going at each other and everything. Since then, Kangana's emails were leaked by Hrithik.
Hrithik released it, right?
Yeah, he did. I mean, I'm not sure if it came legally from him.
Of course.
Yeah. So, and they were like, look, this proves that, you know, she would email him and he would not respond. And she was just like, oh, I'm just coming from SRK's party and it's such a crowd. And like, it just seemed like they were very personable with each other, or at least she was with him. So we didn't see any of his emails.
But in fact, I want to call out, like, yes, they only released one side. And when you read those emails, it didn't feel all the way one-sided. You could feel there was something. I'm sure he backed off or something, but there was definitely something that she was hinting towards.
Yeah, that's true. Because you can't get to that level with someone. I mean, I guess you can. I don't know. We didn't read his side. And they said that he never responded to these emails.
Yes.
Because part of that case is that the email does not belong to him. It's an imposter, something like that, right?
Correct.
I guess that's why they were like, what they were trying to show. But then Kangana's side, or like anonymous sources supporting Kangana, released a photo of Kangana and Hrithik like hugging and like cuddling together. And they were like, see, there was something between them. This picture proves it. And then Hrithik's side released photos of them at the same party, like they were wearing the same clothes as in that leaked picture, showing him with Suzanne. So they were like, this was in 2010. We were all hanging out as a group and we were all drunk and we were all like, you know, kissy smoochy on each other. But like, obviously Suzanne was there and we were hugging. And then Suzanne came out and was like, I support Hrithik in this.
I know. So obviously the photographs did not do well for Kangana because those were released way prior, those happened in 2010.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then the one picture she released was not the correct context.
Yes. Like, totally. And but I heard that, and today's the 30th, so I don't know if it happened or not, but she was going to do a press conference.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I heard the last. So we don't know what happened with the press conference, if it happened or did not happen. But they just need to back off, both of them. And now, at this point, unfortunately, it's become so so obvious and so in the media that somebody has to win out of this. Otherwise, the audience or media will never stop asking.
Yeah, and then you know about that Adiyayan Suman, right?
Yes.
He was Kangana's ex.
That was so bad.
Like, I mean, this whole thing, he's like, she does black magic and she always had, like, and I'm like, Kangana is like a strong, like, she's one of the strongest female actors we have in terms of how she can carry a film on her own, how she, you know, learned English. She's very, like, in some interview, they were like, oh my God, you learn English and you, like, wear your fashion so well. And she was like, I have to do it because I didn't know English. And, you know, I was like, the way she is self-deprecating, but also strong and also can carry a film. Like, she holds a very unique position in Bollywood that I think no one else has. And it just feels like an attempt to, like, also take her down from that. At least that Adhyaya and Suman's stuff was
And she's violent, she's this, you know, it's just, it's so sad. And
I mean, even if that is true, like, if she was violent and he wants to pursue that and make a case or whatever, that's fine. But this whole black magic stuff, like, really bugged me.
Yeah.
I was like, that's the only way someone can be so successful and not have, like, a godfather is if she's doing black magic.
I know. I mean, if you read the whole thing, like, you know, you could see it's a definitely a jilted lover, but then he was trying to make the case that she's always been obsessive. And then he bought the Aditya Pancholi case as well.
Yeah. So Aditya Pancholi was like, who's this guy? I don't even know him.
Yes. So super sad for Kangana and Hrithik. And both of them can do so much better. And they just have to go on with their life. But unfortunately, now that they've started this, I think they're going to have to close it somehow. And I'm hoping that it just, it works in both their favor, but it doesn't look like it.
I mean, I can't, I don't even remember how this started. This started because she said that ex thing.
Yes.
And he did a case saying that you can't call me your ex. And then
she said she never called him though. It just people assumed it was him.
Yeah, I know, exactly. But then that, how did this whole email imposter thing, like, it's just blown up into something that, I mean, it's not doing anything for either of them. No. Like, I just wish that they could just sort it out. It's just, I feel like both of them are good performers. Both of them, you know, carry so much weight in Bollywood, and I don't know why they're being pitted against each other. And it's just a sad situation. Oh,
so annoying.
Let's go into some happy news.
I know.
So we talked about this, but we have a date and everything. So Bipasha and Karan are getting married on the 30th.
Yay! So, yeah, I think Bipasha released a cute photo and announced that they're going to get married. And so 30th is today, right?
Today is the 30th.
Yeah, so they are getting married, already got married, and they're having a party of a lifetime. But anyway, so she released a picture saying, you know, kind of telling her fans that she's getting married. And then Karan's been really cute, even though I don't like him at all, really. But he's been cute, putting up some kind of candid pictures of Bipasha. And then Bipasha's friends have been putting up the mehendi pictures, the bachelorette pictures. She just looks happy. Like, her smile is so radiant.
Yeah. And I'm so glad that she's, like, happy. I mean, I don't know about Karan, but I'm glad Bipasha's happy. I feel like all of that shit with John Abraham and everything, that was awful. But she's happy and they look so good. I saw mehendi photos. I saw mehendi dancing. They just look happy together. So lots of congratulations. And I'm glad to see where they end up and, like, through the years.
Yes, I'm excited about them.
Yeah. So the next thing we have is, oh my gosh, Priyanka Chopra is on the cover of Time 100 US and Asia edition.
That is insane. That is so big. And not only she's, like, you know, obviously she's great that she's in the Time 100 influencers of 2015. She also made it to the 10 of five people who had a cover.
Yeah. So it was like Mark Zuckerberg, Leonardo DiCaprio, Nicki Minaj. I can't remember the fourth one, but and then Priyanka Chopra.
Yeah, and I can't.
That's a good list to be
exactly.
on.
Exactly, and they also made some cute video, like a video of her talking about, you know, what she thought and you know why, you know, just kind of introducing her, and she said something super interesting about how she in the past, you know, in the movies you make, or actors and actresses could be indispensable, and she's like, that's what one thing I want to be is not dispensable. And I thought that was a good, you know, good way to say what she wants to be and who she wants to be
and who she is also, like, you know, like talking about how she, you know, how like somebody wins Miss India or Miss World, and then there are these heroines in Salman Khan and Akshay Kumar movies. Like, I remember so many of them like that, including Lara Dutta, Sushmita yep. Sen, you know, yep. just being one of those girls. And to, you know, go from there where they are dispensable,
yes.
to go to a place where she is the one who's indispensable in any movie. And yes. then all of the guys, like, if you think of Mary Kom, like, I'm sure they were like, whoever. Like, yes. we don't care who Mary Kom's husband is.
Exactly.
As Mary Kom is Priyanka Chopra. So that was a powerful journey. And I'm glad she, like, put it in those words because it yes. really made sense.
Yeah.
So really excited for her. She is attending the White House Correspondents' Dinner this evening. Yes. And she started shooting for Baywatch. So that's really exciting.
Yes. And I mean, we've discussed this before. I'm so glad she's not doing one of the movies that Hollywood movies that define her presence by it being an Asian. So like The Bride and Prejudice or like... or even Slumdog Millionaire. I feel like she's doing a commercial Hollywood movie where it's just she's the villain, but it doesn't matter. The Asian part doesn't really play that big a role.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like a oil baroness.
Yes.
You know, like that's so powerful. And I don't feel like Indians actually ever got that kind of role.
No.
Like they've never seen like that, like a powerful, like, you know, businesswoman.
Yes.
But it's really fun to see, like she had this really cute quote where she was like, I am so tiny in front of the Rock. So she's the villain and the Rock is the good guy, right?
Yes.
And she's like, I'm so tiny that I have to wear stilettos so I can look him in the eye. I thought that was really funny. But yeah, really excited to see her in Baywatch. Looking forward to it. I think it releases next summer.
Yes. So the next the next one we have is the same old, but not the same old. It's Katrina and Ranbir, all the drama between their breakup and all the desires of Katrina to make up with Ranbir and involving Ayan Mukherjee. They just should call it quits. Katrina should just go now.
I think they're like, I mean, there's always that period after a breakup where you're trying to like, especially if it's a long one, it's a long relationship, you're trying to salvage something.
Do you think Nia is trying to salvage or do you really think Katrina is trying to salvage?
I mean, I don't know. I think that once you have a long breakup, I'm sure you're talking to your friends about it.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure you're like, oh man, I really want it to work. Maybe we can yes. give it another chance. Like, yes. it's plausible to me that this is happening. So what we're talking about is this report that Ranbir is ignoring Katrina, and Katrina's sources or friends came out and said she needs some closure. Like, that's the least, like, at least she needs some closure. So I know that Ayan Mukherjee is always there in between.
Yeah. Yes. Coffee with Karan, they asked Ayan, what do you think about Ranbir and Katrina?
And yeah, and he was all for it. And yes. then they said, what do you think about Deepika? And she's like, the girl who kept trying. Yes. And I was like, oh, so annoying.
Yes.
I don't like Ayan Mukherjee. He was, basically the report said that he was just like, please don't involve me. And just like dropped Katrina like a hot potato. after like years of being friends. So
I know.
That was sad.
It's a super sad situation. I also, talking about breakups, I also heard about this rumor about Soha Ali Khan and... Kunal
Kemu
and them split news or some unhappiness news in between them, and then Kunal Kemu came on Facebook or Twitter and said, no, I commit for life. But I hope there's no truth in there because they make a really cute couple
and they've been dating forever.
Yes.
And they've been dating. Yeah, they've been dating forever. Yes. You know, for years now. So I mean, I take it with a pinch of salt. But unless something comes out, so
I know. We'll but see, knowing but this, see how this year has gone.
I know it's like the year of breakups.
Breakups. I mean, and every rumor that we've thought about has come true, including you know, the one Malaika and Arbaaz Khan as well.
I know. We were discussing that. We were like, I was like, I don't know.
I don't think that's like, true. Maybe. And now there's a statement out there, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So is that official as well?
That is official. They are broken up. Yeah. They're separated. I don't know if they've divorced or anything, but they said they're taking some time and they would respect privacy officially, which is also crazy news. There's always been like a little bit of like rumorish things and affair things that have surrounded the couple.
Yes.
Like I don't know if it was Arjun Kapoor maybe there was a rumor about that.
Yes. And then there was also that Malaika was annoyed or was tired of being the breadwinner. But Arbaaz makes money. There's a producer on Salman Khan's films, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Bung and everything?
Yes.
Yeah. I have no idea. Wow. So they are also separated. This is such a bad year.
I know. Anyway. Sorry, go.
Okay. I'm going to cut out the anyway, or you cut out whatever. The other good news, other than Bipasha and Karan, is also that Shahid is going to have a baby.
Yay! But that was so fast. Come on.
I know. They didn't have a honeymoon period at all.
No, but this is what arranged, you know, that was the whole arranged marriage situation. Where that's the plan, that's the path of, you know. And so you get married, and then within a few weeks, you get pregnant.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm excited for him. There were all these rumors, and then at the Urta Punjab trailer launch, someone was just like, Shahid, you have to address these rumors. And he's like, what rumors are you talking about? And he's like, you know, the rumors surrounding you. And he's like, you need to come out and ask me a question. And the journalist was like, are you going to have a baby? And he's like, haan, main baap banne wala hun. Kya kar loge? So it was a very cute way. Also standing on stage with Kareena. So
I know, that was crazy. The internet went nuts with all the videos of him looking, she looking, him smiling, her smiling. Stop.
Oh my God.
They have to get over it.
Was it me or was it like super awkward?
It was super awkward because in the video, and I know we'll talk about Urta Punjab in the trailer section, but in the video that they announced, you know, so it's an Ekta Kapoor film, and usually what Ekta Kapoor does is gets her people together and she gets them to announce the trailer. And so they were announcing, so it was Shahid, Alia, and Kareena.
Kareena and Diljit,
yeah. And Kareena didn't say a word. That was so awkward. It was just Shahid, then Alia, and now Shahid kept saying, okay, now Kareena and Diljit say something. And they both were like, and Kareena just kept giving her ha 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 ha.
Kareena, I feel like you can see what's going on in Kareena's head on her face.
Yes.
Like she
she had no interest in doing it.
Yeah. And she looked, and I heard that after that happened, she was like, I'm not going to do any promotional stuff with him.
But this was, no, she did it. So she did not only the video and then she...
Not just the trailer. Just the trailer. Like that day, she said, that's fine, but now we're going to do separate stuff. That's what I heard. Is what she said.
Get over it. But you could see in her face, she has no interest in being there, doing it. So anyhow.
Anyhow. Okay, the last one, kind of to top off all of this gossip, is that Coffee with Karan is coming back.
Yes, it'll be the one giving us the gossip to talk about. So I remember very excited.
I think it was our first season of Chaat Masala where we started with a Coffee with Karan year.
Yes.
And we had so much gossip. I know.
And because somebody said something and what did you know? And, you know, he's so good at kind of milking things. It was so fun. And the gossip has already started.
I know. We didn't have to do much. We were like, yeah, so on this episode of Coffee with Karan, this happened. So excited for that. I felt like every episode had some juiciness. Like, we just talked about Ayan Mukherjee right now. But, you know, all of the SRK episodes. Mm-hmm. Then when Salman came on and was
Or even antagonist. Deepika and Kareena. Deepika and PC. Kareena, right? PC, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But Deepika and Sonam, that was also interesting.
That was good too.
Shahid and Priyanka, that was cool.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a bunch of good episodes. So looking forward to it. There's already rumors starting, like Atiya Shetty, there was a rumor that she didn't want to go on with Tiger Shroff or like any of the small heroes. Like she wanted like Varun Dhawan or Siddharth.
Of course.
But apparently they've not started casting yet. So these are just rumors because of the excitement.
Yes. And so do you know when it is going to start?
No, Karan Johar was like, I'm looking forward to it. As soon as I wrap up, I think Ae Dil Hai Mushkil.
Yes.
He will start working on, as soon as he wraps, not Ae Dil Hai Mushkil.
Yeah.
Okay. As soon as he wraps up Ae Dil Hai Mushkil, he will start. So he said end of the year.
Okay.
And he said it's such a beep to coordinate schedules and the star doesn't want to be with that star. He's like, that's like the most annoying part, but it's
all right. So we are super excited about this. And I think we had a good chunk of gossip this time. So maybe the trick is to wait for a few weeks.
Yeah, right? Like, otherwise you're like, so what else? Okay, so we're going to come back with the trailer section and we hope you enjoy this new song.
Kabhi प्यार की माँ की, प्यार की माँ की आज से पूजा करनी है, प्यार की माँ की, प्यार की माँ की आज से पूजा करनी है।
Guys, welcome back. So now we're in the trailer section, and we have some, like, a lot of trailers to talk about. And the most important, taking from a gossip section, is Urta Punjab. So we've been hearing so much about this. It's about the drug situation in Punjab. So the director is Abhishek Chaubey, who directed Ishqiya and Date Ishqiya, and he was assistant director on Maqbool and Kameene. So you kind of get the feel of, like, you know, the kind of films he makes. And the producer is Balaji and Phantom, which... Phantom is one of my favorites, but with Balaji and with Ekta Kapoor. And it's starring Alia, Shahid, Diljit Dosanjh, and it is releasing on the 17th of June.
I am so excited. I am so, so excited. It looks different. It's nice and gritty. I love the feel. It's got that comedy. It's got the dark comedy that Kameene had.
Exactly.
And Shahid looks great. Alia looks amazing. I mean, she plays that, I think it was a Bihari...
Hockey player and worker. She
looks great. I'm super excited for it. It came out of nowhere. Like, I heard about it beforehand, but I didn't expect it to be this. I was expecting more of a kind of a, you know, independent docu-ish film, but I'm super excited about this.
Me too. I'm really, really excited. Again, Shahid Kapoor looks phenomenal. He reminds me a little bit. It's all like a little bit of Kameene, a little bit of like the dirty grittiness of Kameene, and that Shahid also, Guddu and Charlie.
Yes.
I still remember. It felt like that. And he looks interesting in the trailer, but also watching the trailer with release, he had such interesting insights into the character.
Yes.
Like, he was like, like Shahid looks hot because he's built up his body, but he's like, I want to be like a sickly hot, like someone who's like sick. And you can kind of see that off of the character and everything. Again, Alia looks amazing. Karina kind of was like, okay.
Like, she was just a blip. Like, I don't know what she was doing.
I feel like Karina, I feel like she's lost her charm or magic.
And she doesn't, she almost makes it seem like she's doing us a favor by acting.
Yeah, she's not annoying. Interested. I feel like I see so much commitment and passion with Diljit, Alia, and with Shahid. And Karina just feels like she picked the easiest part in the
world. I don't know.
I'm just going to sit here.
Exactly. That's what I felt about Ki and Ka as well. Just
Same. I felt the same thing. So I'm not, whatever. Karina's in it. But it looks really interesting, and I'm really excited about, I don't know anything about the drug situation in Punjab. But even through the trailer, I was like, really? Like, so many people are high. So that was interesting. So excited for that. It's releasing on 17 June, like I said. So we will watch that for sure.
Yes. So the next one we have is Houseful 3. Director.
But we won't watch.
Yes. Is. Director is Saeed and Farhad, the Golmaal folks. Producer is Sajid Nariyawala, as usual. And it's starring Akshay Kumar, Abhishek, Ritesh Deshmukh. And then the girls are Jacqueline, Nargis and Lisa. What do you think?
Oh my god. I think when I think about all Houseful things, it makes no sense. Like, the humor is so slapstick and annoying. So it's these three girls, they're like high flying, really rich father, you know, living life, and then there are three boys who they want to get married to, but their dad doesn't want them to get married to, so they pretend to be lame, deaf and dumb.
No, deaf, blind, and walking. So he can't walk.
Oh, yeah. But Abhishek Bachchan did that talk English. Don't talk English.
So walking. Deaf, dumb. Oh, not deaf then. I have no idea.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. So basically, it's just like stupid. It makes no sense.
And I mean, the fact when the trailer started, and I heard Jacqueline is fine, but I've heard Lisa and Nargis, their Hindi is so bad that I couldn't get over their voice in the trailer. Like it seems so ridiculous, the whole thing. And I don't even know why these people are doing it. I mean, I could see the production value because obviously they're shooting it in London and there's some gorgeous scenes. But other than that, this looks just like another houseful.
Why is Abhishek Bachchan here?
Like, because that's all he's doing. What else? Like, what happened to the Guru guy? I mean,
yeah, Guru,
Bluffmaster.
Bluffmaster, the one with Rani Mukherjee. Oh yes. What happened to that guy?
He was like, it's gone. The time has passed. So bad.
Yeah, I'm really, really disappointed. But that Abhishek Bachchan is here. Even Lisa Hayden from Queen to this.
Exactly.
Like, from Queen and from Sonam Kapoor's film Aisha to this. Like, really? So, really not looking forward to this. I feel like it was super grating on my nerves. Not looking forward to it. But I guess there's a bunch of people who watch it because this otherwise there would not be. Exactly. So it keeps going on. So
it releases 3rd June and we are not going to look forward to it.
Now, please don't make us review it, okay? Like, I hope there's some other movie that week. Next up, we have Traffic. So this is actually a remake of a Malayalam film directed by the same director, Rajesh Pillai. And I think the film was released in 2011. And the production is Endemol and starring Manoj Bajpayee, Jimmy Sheringer, and a bunch of other people. Divya Datta?
Yes.
And a bunch of other people. So the story looks like there's a transplant that's supposed to happen, and the actual transplant, the box containing, I think it's the heart. So the heart gets stuck because of traffic jam.
Yes.
And then the hero.
I know, what an interesting interesting thing to make a movie on, I guess.
Yeah, I'm like, how do you
make a full two-hour movie on it? Yeah. But I think it's a real story, right?
It is a real story. So I'm looking forward to it, I guess, but I'm like a little confused as to what that would look like.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And depending on what else is there, it's 6th May release. So depending on if there's nothing else, maybe, but it's not something that's calling my name.
Yeah, and the trailer is not that inviting either. Feel like it was okay.
Yes.
You guys let us know what you think. So the release date is 6th May, like Paro said. Next up, we have Waiting, which I thought was super cute. The director is Anu Menon, so she made London, Paris, New York. And it's starring Nasruddin Shah, Kalki Kulchin, Rajat Kapoor. And the production is Drishyam. Yeah. Which is like this new production house that's on my radar now. But it's about these two people who are, Nasruddin Shah is obviously older, Kalki is younger, and they both have relationships or marriages, and their partners are both at the hospital, and both Kalki and Nasruddin Shah get stuck in a waiting room together and become friends.
Yes. I think what I loved about it is the way the director really exploits the relationship between the two. There's nothing much, it's a waiting room, it's a very bland setting, it's white, it's got kind of cafeteria look, and then he brings in these two people with completely different behaviors and aspects and characteristics, and them talking and connecting, and that's all the movie's about. And I thought there was something nice about that. Again, I don't know if there's enough for 2.5 hours, or maybe it's just an hour film, an hour 90 minutes, just like regular Hollywood films.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued too. I feel like the conversation is very cute. I know there was one where she was like, I have 5,000 Twitter followers and none of them are here with me in this moment. And he's like, what is Twitter? And it was just like these cute things that I liked. And I hope that they don't have a romantic angle to it. I just want them to be friends.
No, stop.
It released earlier in Dubai.
Yeah.
In December, I think. And it got really good reviews. So that may be something we should watch.
Yes. So the last one we have is Dhanak. It's a director directed by Nagesh Kukunoor and starring a couple of kids and people that we don't really know. It's got Hital Gada, Krish Chabria, and then Vipin Sharma.
Yeah, who we know sort of a little bit. So production is Drishyam and it's releasing on the 10th of June. What did I think of it? I thought it was super cute.
I thought so too.
It's about this girl and her brother who can't see.
And when we say girl, it's like, she looks like about 12 or 10 or 12.
Yeah. Yeah, and the brother's younger. Yes. And then they take a trip to meet Shah Rukh Khan. So that was
kind especially of after watching Fan. I mean, it's an interesting concept, and it's obviously it's more about these two making the journey rather than it being about Shah Rukh Khan. It's just the aspirations and the dream. And then the fact that they were walking through the desert and they're walking everywhere and they have such great attitude, especially the blind kid. It was just cute. It was just looks really good.
Yeah, they had it had a very cute, lighthearted feel to it.
Yes.
As opposed to like actually like imagining two kids like traveling alone.
And Kukuru does that really well though. Like he in his past movies, he's used kind of children and children relationships really well, and he plays well with that characters.
Yeah, so excited to see that as well. So that brings us to the end of our trailer section. So we have a bunch of good things like Waiting and
Danak and Utta Punjab.
Yeah, and then we have a stinker. Three.
All right, so we'll be back after this song with the review of Fan and a late edition review of Azhar by Paro Alone.
Girl, I need you. Girl, I need you. Girl, I need you. Never leave you. Girl, I need you. Girl, I need you. Girl, I need you. Never leave you. Subah se shaam tak lamhe paahon mein teri guzaru. Chehra tera saamne rakh ke is dil mein aaj utaru. Oh, oh. Gulabi, ab raha na jaye zara bhi. Doode par nishan peelu, tere naam ka banu sharabi. Utre na tere kumari, bhoolu main dunia sari. Oh girl, every time I see you, badhti jaye betabi. Need you, girl I need you, girl I need you. Never leave you, girl I need you. Girl I need you, girl I need you. Never leave you.
Welcome back. So this week's review, it's a little bit late, but we really want to talk about it, is Fan. So Fan was released 15th April. It stars Shah Rukh Khan and Shah Rukh Khan. And it is directed by Manish Sharma, who did Pan Baja Bharat. He also produced Dam Laga Ke Hai Sha. So yeah, what did you think of it, Paro?
So before I start, just in terms of how it's doing, it's actually an average film in terms of money collection. So it's made about 76 crores so far. But the next couple of weekends, or this weekend, there's no other release. So you're hoping that, you know, fan gets a little bit more bump and kind of hits the 100 crore mark. So a 70 crore film for Shah Rukh Khan, not that great. For a non-Shah Rukh Khan film, it's great. So I think if you put it in context, it's not a commercial success. It's got some love, especially from, you know, it's actually very polarizing, to be honest. Like, my Facebook feed is all the way over, from liking to not liking to hating to falling in love with Shah Rukh Khan again. So I was super intrigued when I went into watching it, because obviously we watched it late, so I've already gotten a lot of, like, you know, things around the media telling me what I should believe and what I shouldn't believe. So, and if you remember when we went back to our old review, you know, when we talked about trailer, we both were super excited about Fan, especially after Dilwale and him doing these random, you know, whatever the other one was, not Om Shanti Om, the next one with Deepika. And
Happy New Year,
and this is just sucking, really. And so we were super excited to see something different. So I loved it. I loved it for multiple reasons. Obviously, Shah Rukh Khan being number one. But I thought that the fact that they used real footage from his life, from his Bazigar days, and he just, I felt like he was such a diverse actor in this movie, and that could be the downfall of it too, because it was too much Shah Rukh Khan. And I feel like they could have lightened it up slightly, especially in the second half. But I was on the edge. I watched the entire thing. I didn't blink. I didn't want to get up or get distracted. I was intrigued throughout. I loved him as Gaurav. You know, it was just so creepy, and that's the creepiness that he's so good. There was a time when it's funny, because the trailers give away so much, right? The trailers in the beginning, there was a scene in the trailer where the Aryan Khanna calls Gaurav and says, "What you did was wrong." So, and I was like, and so when you saw Gaurav talking to this, you know, actor Siddharth or whatever that guy's name was, I was like, what is he gonna do? He's gonna take a finger. I thought, you know, like, I went that extreme because of the trailer. But like, the fact that I was actually, like, my eyes were like, wait, squinting, trying not to see, because I thought something really bad was going to happen the way Gaurav was behaving. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like it was so good in kind of telling the story. I think it did drag in all the chase scenes. I felt like that went on forever. It was like, I felt like it was 15 minutes of running behind each other. And that was like too much. But it also shows, like, you know, like in the beginning, and I don't want to give too much away, but when Gaurav was doing his enactment of Shah Rukh Khan, sorry, enactment of Aryan Khan in his stage, in his colony, and you know, there was a fighting scene he tries to replicate, and you see in past, like Bazigar, and even in as far back as Chennai Express, when Shah Rukh Khan fights, he fights hard in his characters, and so he's almost like the guy who's bleeding but never dies, and he's like, you can see he's in pain. And and I feel like throughout the movie, you saw that, like, every time Gaurav was getting beaten, you could see that aspect of Shah Rukh Khan in him, which obviously he is Shah Rukh Khan. But, and I thought that was so, it was so well done. I felt like the Aryan Khanna was forgettable. I mean, there was nothing to him. But I felt like Gaurav totally won the show. Like, that's just that the character was so good. I felt like it missed a heroine, to be honest. Not that you need a heroine. I think that it just would have created a little bit more story, maybe. And I really wish that the second half, they, you know, like, for example, when they were at the wedding, when they were trying to chase Gaurav, I wish that they'd made a song out of it. I don't know. There could have been a little bit more versus just being about getting Gaurav in a little bit. So that was my only beef to it, and not even beef. I think it was more to make it commercial success. I think that's what it would need it.
Oh my gosh, I have so many thoughts on this. Okay, so starting off, I was incredibly uncomfortable throughout the whole movie. So I feel like the character of Aryan Khanna was basic. I mean, you know this, but it was basically Shah Rukh Khan. So like when you're watching his life and you feel like that creepy fan, like, you know, kind of watching him.
Yeah.
But like, just like the character was of Aryan Khanna, you know, he had two kids and he had that wife and he had a big house. The footage was real of him, you know, waving and like taking the crowd and everything. So I just felt super uncomfortable watching it. In terms of that's the first thing, is that it worked in that way, because I was just like, oh my God, this is too real and not real and fiction. What is it, fiction? The character of Gaurav, oh my gosh. I felt like SRK, this is one of his best roles that he's done, you know? It reminded me of Dar.
Yes.
Like, it reminded me of that kind of Shah Rukh Khan.
Bazigar, all of these.
Like, all of the
old Karan Arjun, like those, the ones that you feel like,
exactly, you know. Even, and you're right about the blood stuff. Like, I was flashing back to Karan Arjun.
Yes. You know, and like his blood, like head coming all the way and him limping and dying but still getting up. Like,
yes,
that's what you like about him.
Yeah, exactly. So like I was flashing back to that, and I don't know an actor who could pull this off this well. Like, I don't feel like anyone could. Gaurav was way more real than the actual real SRK, you know. Actual real Aryan Khan played by SRK, which was the same character basically as the film star. So Gaurav was just he was so real, and I was sympathetic to Gaurav in some instances.
Yes.
But I was just like, yeah, dude, you can't be like nice to your fan. Just say sorry. What's the ego about? Yes. Just like, you know, be nicer to Gaurav. But yeah, I did feel like it was slow in some parts, and I also didn't understand the ending very much. I felt like the ending was this was my problem with it, is that it was so real in some ways and so psychological in some ways.
Yes.
But then the big running scenes and everything where, like, God, it was falling and everything, it felt like Mehuna, you know?
Yes.
It felt like dramatic and fictional. And then I'm like, wait, what's happening? And then him forgiving God of and all of that, that was also, like, too unreal for me. So I felt like it could have been this really interesting, like, docu-fiction type thing. If those scenes were taken out where he's like running
or something, yeah.
Or it could have been like more, like it sat in this weird middle place where I just felt really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I liked it a lot. Like, I would take this any day over Happy New Year.
Oh my gosh.
And you have to be an out and out SRK fan to like this.
Yes. Because so there's too much SRK.
Like, I was just imagining any other actor, like not just an actor, like Jimmy Shergill playing this, you know, like any even good actor, Nasruddin Shah playing this, like a good actor, but not SRK.
I don't think
it would not work, because it was so, it relied so much on us knowing, like, and this real scenes that were taken. It relied so much on us knowing SRK and us, like, feeling for this fan, because we are SRK mad fans, you know?
But yeah, but also that the fact that this SRK is very distinguishable, meaning the fan Gaurav pretending to be SRK had to have those similar characteristics.
Yeah.
And they pulled that off, that smile, that wink, that kind of the slyness, the laughter, the shape of the body, like, it has to be pulled off that way for it to be successful.
Yeah. And it's just in terms of production, I don't know how they, like, Gaurav's body was smaller.
Yes. Tinier. You know?
Gaurav looked young. Like, he didn't look like a bad job, you know?
But even when Aryan Khanna in the end played Gaurav for a minute, I was like, wait, what? Like, how did this happen so quickly?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I don't, and that just shows the versatility of the guy. I don't know why he's getting beef for doing this. Like, I can't get over the fact that, yes, it may not be a commercial success. That's fine. But there's no doubting that he...
Of course there isn't. I don't see any beef. Like, I know you're saying that it's divided, but I've only seen really good reviews. Like, people are like, oh, you know, it's like what I'm saying. Like, you know, they're the fight sequences, or it's not commercial enough. But people are like, wow, SRK, like, for doing this.
Oh, no, I've seen, like, even if you see Miss Malini's post, it's just they expected something else out of it. I think they were expecting a full-on commercial movie, but then you ding him for doing commercial movies. So it's kind of funny. But if you read a lot of reviews, they're just very average, which is saying that he's, you know, he, it's, you have to be, you know, this is too much SRK. We wish we had an heroine, or wish we had a song, or wish we had in different places, which I think is, that's the whole point of the movie, I thought. Is just
I mean, you get to like the place that Shah Rukh is at, yes, and you do something like this, and it's so powerful. I know. Like.
I agree.
That's Shah Rukh's version of an indie movie. He can't make an indie movie. Like, yes.
My Name is Khan, and not indie, but it tried to, you know, hit
something. Yeah, but I really liked it.
Yes, and I haven't seen a good movie in such a long time. Like, what did they, like, previous to this, I watched Key and Ka, which was terrible.
Yeah.
So I'm like, which movie do we, what options do we, have we got that we can criticize something like this?
Yeah, I agree. So how much would you give it?
Five. I would give it about 4.
Yeah, I think I would give it a 3.5. Just because I love the movie, and I know that it added to Shah Rukh's, you know, like, resume, I guess. Yes. But like, it gave me so much Shah Rukh, but I was really uncomfortable.
Like, but that's so what he does. So, like, that's what his past. I know all his old movies were like, oh, stop. Like, you know, he made you question, like, who you are, like, who you're supporting. Because in the end, you were supporting Gaurav, and you're like, no, I shouldn't be supporting Gaurav. He's a stalker.
Yeah,
you know, but you are in the end supporting him, you know, and
yeah, because you are the fan, yes, which is why it works with SRK. And you're like, you know, like, I would stand outside that house, and can't you just say hi, yes, to me for like, yes, 5 minutes?
And also, like, when he was beating up Siddharth, I didn't feel it was wrong. I was like, yeah, that guy is full of, like, I didn't feel it was wrong until SRK, you know, Aryan Khanna was like, this is terrible and this is an act of crime. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's true. But as in, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, because he, and also Gaurav did it in such a funny way. He wasn't beating up the guy. He was just threatening the shit out of him. But for me, that was like, yeah, that's obviously, he was saying bad things about his idol.
Yeah. I wonder if, like, Shah Rukh Khan has experienced some of this in real life.
I don't know.
You know, like, fan craziness. I would assume, man, like, his house at any day is like, there's so many people. It's crazy.
I heard that in an interview SRK was doing about this movie. First, he was like, one of the people were like, do you think that people will leave thinking SRK is Aryan Khanna? Because, you know, Aryan Khanna is kind of aloof and kind of like a too hotty, toddy, a little bit of a, you know, of a star. And he said that, to be honest, I don't worry about that at all, because Aryan Khanna is not me. Because what the director wanted to do was to put a portrayal of somebody looking in versus from inside out. So he's like, you know, they didn't capture my personal life that much. They only captured for what people viewed of me from the outside, from the outside of the house. And I thought that was interesting. He was like, because this is not me at all. If you come into my house and see me, and it's very different, but the director did not want to go there. The director wanted it to be from a fan's perspective, what they saw about how, and I was like, oh, and when I was watching this, I was like, oh, that's true, because you don't feel anything for Aryan Khanna, even though he's a mega star, because from the outside, you're all thinking that, you know, we are such a small part of his big life.
Oh my gosh, so hard. Yeah. Okay, so that's a review.
I know. I was so excited to talk about it.
Yeah, me too. I was like really excited. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to talk about this with Paro.
I know.
So yeah, we loved the movie, I think, and we would definitely recommend it.
Yes.
So go watch it and get back to us with what you think.
All right, welcome back. This is the last 10 minutes and it's the Paro show. We were delayed in kind of editing the podcast and putting this out there, and fans now been released for a few weeks. We thought we'd give you a quick review on Azar as well. So Azar was released May 13th, directed by Tony D'Souza, who was actually not really done movies before. He's done written a couple of plays and short stories, but this is his first movie, and it's produced by the Ekta Kapoor Balaji banner. So overall, I thought it's an interesting movie. So obviously, I am a big cricket fan, as most of India is, and what was interesting was I love biopics, and especially actually the way Balaji does them, because they add a nice masala twist to it where you're kind of questioning if it's real, if it's not real. And it kind of adds, you know, it usually. So if you think Once Upon a Time in Mumbai, or even Dirty Picture, it was so well done with the kind of the historical element to it, but also the masala element to it. So that's what totally I was expecting. And knowing that I like sports, and I've grown up watching Azruddin. So unfortunately, it didn't deliver. So it didn't deliver for a couple of reasons. The first one, biggest one for me being, was the production was horrible. So not only did Imran Hashmi not look like Azruddin when he was playing, there was hardly any sports in it. So, you know, when, remember Chak De, where there was so much sports and there was so much, you know, you got into, you know, I didn't even care about hockey and I got into hockey. That was missing. So it did not tap into that sports fever that it should have. And then Imran Hashmi, while when the trailers, he kind of played off well as Azar, he just did not. Like, I just, when he was playing it was just uneven. Like, the couple of shots he got right, and then the way he talks was weird. And Azruddin was a great captain. Like, he didn't showcase the leadership, or even in the interviews or the way he talked about it, it didn't feel like. And overall, I felt like it wasn't, I don't quite know that if I wanted it to be true, but I just felt it felt too fake. Azar's wife, Noreen, so which Prachi Desai, which was a Prachi Desai, Prachi Desai acting, because she basically was what she is, innocent, sweet girl, as she's played in Rock On the other movies. So it was almost dismissive. And then Nargis Fakhri, who is, I mean, she's stunning, but the song Oi Oi actually was cool, because Sangeeta Bajrani actually did that song before, but somehow it just didn't work. Their chemistry didn't work. It was just flat. The whole thing, it felt like Ekta Kapoor just decided to be lazy and tacky and not really deliver. It could have been a great film because there was so much interest in this movie, but it kind of failed. And they had like all these players, or they pretended to show Kapil Dev, they tried to show Ravi Shastri as a womanizer. Obviously they changed the names, or they just used the first name. So overall, just not a great film. I really, really wanted it to be that sports film biopic, and it failed. It's not even a DVD watch. So my thoughts on it would be, the music is good, it's relatively okay, but other than that, this is a 2/5. So hope you guys didn't actually go watch it, or if you did, feel free to send us a review, send us a message on Twitter if you absolutely loved it and you disagree with me completely. Basanti is not here, so this is my show for the last 5 minutes, and I just wanted to let you know what we thought of it. So that's about it, and hope you enjoyed the entire show, and we'll see you next week.
सूखे हैं सारे से ला दे रे ओ रब्बा मिले आ मिले आना दुखों या मिले आ मिले आना ओ रब्बा मिले आ मिले आना।